Hey, this is Tony from Taylor's Union, and you're listening to Rocket Fuel.
What's up, and welcome to a special edition of Rocket Fuel, where we play punk, ska, indie, and everything else in between. My name is Jeff, and I'll be your host. Coming up on this episode, we are overflowing with new music from Polar Bear Club, Banner Pilot, Teenage Bottle Rocket, Frank Turner, and much more. I'll also review the debut album Until We Surrender by Heart Sounds, and later I'll talk with Tony from the great band The Failures Union. And later on in the show, I have a very special contest where you can win great vinyl records from Paper and Plastic. But up first is brand new music from Teenage Bottle Rocket. The pop punkers from Wyoming are back with a new album, their first for Fat Records. I had the chance to interview Ray from the band way back in Rocket Fuel episode number 15. From their new album, They Came From the Shadows, this is They Came From the Shadows.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Rocket Fuel. That was new music from the Chicago band The Bomb, which features Jeff Pizzotti of Naked Raygun. From their No Ideas Records release Speed Is Everything, that was Spaceman. Before that, you heard more new music from Rehasher. It had been 5 years since they released a new record, but Roger and the boys are back with High Speed Access to My Brain. That song was called Turn Around. And now, punk rock headlines. ABC News is reporting that 20th Century Fox division Fox Searchlight is in negotiations to adapt the upcoming memoir, I Slept with Joey Ramone, written by Joey's brother, Mickey Lee, and longtime Ramones historian, Legs McNeil. The studio involvement would give a significantly higher profile to the project, which has been under works independently by manager-producer Rory Rosegarten. Rosegarten secured the rights to the book back in 2006. At the time, he also negotiated the rights to Joey's life story from his mother and the executrix of Ramone's estate, Charlotte Lesher. I Slept with Joey Ramone, the book, is scheduled to be published by Simon & Schuster imprint Fireside in December. Jimmy Eat World has reunited with longtime producer Mark Trombino to work on a new batch of songs. The former Drive Like Yahoo member and producer of bands like Blink 182, Motion City Soundtrack, and Rocket from the Crypt previously collaborated with the band on Bleed American and most recently 2005's Stay on My Side Tonight. Jimmy Eat World announced the collaboration on their Twitter, saying, "Looking forward to working with Mark Trombino on a new batch of songs. An old alliance is made anew." They released Chase This Light in 2007. And finally, The Fest has posted the official schedule for the 8th installment of the yearly punk rock extravaganza. Find out when and where all the bands are playing by going to thefestfl.com. Be sure to check out the next episode of Rocket Fuel, which will be a special Fest 8 edition of the show. We are a proud sponsor of The Fest this year and hope to see you in Gainesville later this month. Punk rock headlines are brought to you by the hoodie-clad gents at punknews.org. Punk, it's what's for dinner. Up next is new music from Banner Pilot. Another recent signee to Fat Records, the boys from Minneapolis have returned with their self-described sound of Jawbreaker, Lawrence Arms, and Alkaline Trio getting in a knife fight that Jawbreaker won, but just barely. From their new album Collapser, this is Skeleton Key.
Life asleep with the sun coming up. driving down Garfield Ave when you said a strange and significant thing again. Remember the words, this was a beautiful night in one. It won't ever happen this way again. No more tears, nothing much grows right here. We carry our roots with us, a couple of weeks from the misguided girl.
Back here at Rocket Fuel, from their new Vagrant Records release, The World I Want to Leave Behind, that was Monine with Great Escape. Before that, you heard the amazing upstate New York band Polar Bear Club. Last year, their record Sometimes Things Just Disappear was my record of the year. I even got to interview guitarist Chris back in Rocket Fuel episode number 7. From their new record Chasing Hamburg, that was Light of Local Eyes. Don't forget that later on in the show, you can find out how you can win amazing vinyl records from our friends at Paper and Plastic. Spending my high school years in the 90s, I grew up on the melodic punk sounds of the era. With labels like Fat and Epitaph and bands like Face to Face, All and Down by Law, skate punk was something that I loved back then and continue to love to this day. So do Ben Murray and Laura Nickel, the California duo that comprises Heart Sounds. Bandmates in the now-defunct metal act Light This City, Murray and Nickel took a different direction on their new endeavor, and I'm so glad that they did. On their debut for Creator Destructor Records called Until We Surrender, Heart Sounds takes that sound that so many of us loved in the 90s and breathes new life into it. With aggressive guitars, rapid-fire drumming, and excellent vocals supplied by both Murray and Nickel, Until We Surrender is a high-octane record from start to finish. There's a heaviness to each of the songs, which naturally must come from their metal background, but each song also has enough melodic tones to make fans of both metal and pop punk pleased with this record. My favorite element of Until We Surrender is that both Murray and Nickel share the singing responsibilities. Neither one outshines the other, but rather complements each other like two correct puzzle pieces fitting together. Standout tracks on the record are the title track, Walking Dead, and I Climbed for Miles, which features guest vocals from none other than Nick from the Swellers. On the Rocket Fuel gauge for albums, a 0 being that the album is out of gas, a 5 being that the tank is half full or average, and a 10 being that the record is full of gas and ready to blast off, I give Until We Surrender by Heart Sounds a 9. They've found their true calling, and it sounds so good. This album is one of my favorite punk albums of the year. Is there a band that you'd like to see me interview or play on the show? Drop me a line at rocketfuelpodcast@gmail.com. For the latest news on the show, as well as my comments on music, be sure to follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/rocket_fuel. Stay tuned for more exciting news from Rocket Fuel as we are gearing up to launch a brand spanking new website. Here is the title track from Heart Sounds' amazing record, Until We Surrender.
Yeah.
And we're back here at Rocket Fuel. From their excellent 2007 release, Sinker, that was the Failures Union with Classic Car Wreck. Before that was the Brooklyn-based band Used Kids with Midwest Midsummer. If you liked what you heard from Used Kids, go to the great site ifyoumakeit.com to download their record, Yeah No, on a donation basis. And be sure to throw them a few bucks because Yeah No is an awesome record. Going back to the Failures Union, last week I had the chance to talk to the band's singer and guitarist Tony about their upcoming release, In What Way. They're playing the Fest 8 later this month, hip hop, and much more. Check it out. Okay, I'm here with Tony from the Failures Union. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Hi, thanks a lot, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Glad to do it. Now, I wanted to ask you a few questions about the Failures Union. Of course, for you, obviously, and the other members of the band, you guys all split time between Failures Union and other bands. And in fact, you even are separated by Lake Erie, living on both ends of the big lake there. How do you guys work through that to make Failures Union work as far as, you know, trying to divide your time? And how does that work as far as trying to make Failures Union a priority over your other bands?
Actually, the other bands kind of just all came to an end for a lot of us, for all of us, really. So Failures Union has become like a full-time thing. And we don't have anybody across Lake Erie from us. Everybody's in Buffalo, so that works out good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys were separate.
We were all in other bands, but that came to an end kind of recently for all of us, and Failures Union's the number one thing now.
Okay. Excellent. Now, of course, you guys are getting ready here in a few weeks to release your next album, In What Way? And I haven't heard all of it yet, but I've heard a few songs of it. It sounds really great. And, of course, I'm a big fan of your previous record, Sinker. Did you guys take any different approach with this new record versus the recording for Sinker?
With this record, we were kind of... it was kind of a reaction, people's reaction to Sinker. Like, a lot of people complained about the short songs or, you know, we wanted to do a more straightforward rock record because the shorter songs and the quieter stuff kind of was rubbing people the wrong way. But so we really wanted to do, like, 10, like, good rock songs for this record. So that's what we did. We wrote 10, you know, harder, heavier songs and put them together for In What Way.
I see. And...
yeah.
Was that harder for you guys? I mean, thinking about, you know, what you guys recorded for Sinker and maybe hearing some of the negative comments about some of the songs, was that, how prevalent was that when you guys were in the songwriting process for the record as far as, you know, not trying to please people who made negative comments, but how much of that was in your mind during the recording of the record?
Well, we just started to write songs, like jam songs I would practice more often than me bringing in like pieces of songs. Basically, for In the Way, a lot of the album was written just, you know, in the practice space, just like almost immediately. A lot of the songs were like that. So, in that sense, it was even more fun to do than Sinker, because we got to, you know, really spend more time as a band in a room together.
That's awesome. And how did that? Were you the preliminary songwriter for Sinker?
Yeah. Sinker was, a lot of the songs were basically brought in, like, fully demoed from, like, my home recordings, or I put out, like, a little solo CDR in Buffalo, and some of the songs were on that. And that's where a lot of the Sinker stuff came from.
Okay.
And then this album, we just kind of worked together more on it.
That's probably cool that you guys were, you know, as you were talking about, you know, working as a band together, but were there any challenges in that process? Did anybody butt heads or just have challenges in trying to make the songs come together in that more of that jam format?
Not really. It was great. I mean, Jay and Eric are awesome. They're great dudes to be playing music with, and it went well. Actually, Eric wrote one of the songs on In What Way himself. He wrote the music on it, and I wrote the lyrics, and that's like one of my favorite songs on the record at this point.
Oh, excellent. Now, on the record for a couple of the songs, you guys got to collaborate with Angie Hart, who, of course, is known for being in the Australia band from the 90s, Frente. How did that come about? It's a really cool collaboration. How did that come about?
Well, basically, Eric and Jay had the idea to ask all these 90s, like, alternative icons to be on the records to see what would happen. And we asked a bunch of people, Hope Sandoval and Jay Maskus. We just, like, sent everything. We just asked everybody we could think of just for the hell of it, you know?
Right.
And Angie Hart got back to us immediately. She got back to us. She's the only person who got back to us, and she got back to us within 3 hours, and she was super pumped on it.
Wow.
And, of course, we were super pumped to have her because it was Angie Hart, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And it was just awesome. She worked with us. We did it long distance. She worked in the studio in Australia, sent us tapes, and then we, you know, added them to our mix, and it sounds great.
Yeah,
I'm very happy with it.
That's pretty awesome. Now, I'm trying to think of how to ask this. When you approached her, had you sent her any songs that you were thinking about, or was it just kind of like, hey, we're, you know, this band from Buffalo, New York, and we'd love to have you sing on our record? Like, how did you guys actually formulate that request for her?
Well, we gave her the entire album and basically said, anything you want to do anywhere, even coming up with your own lyrics and anything like that, you can do. And she sent us back tracks for a lot of the songs.
Oh, wow.
And then we just kind of worked back and forth with her on the ones we liked the best, and we mixed her in, and the two songs that she appears on, and we think those are the best two that she gave us, definitely.
That's awesome. Now, have you guys had a chance to meet her since then?
To meet her? No, we're hoping to meet her eventually, but we have not had a chance to meet her.
Okay, that'll be really cool. That's a really cool idea. I mean, that's pretty bold of you guys just to, you know, reach out to some of these, you know, bigger names from the 90s and say, hey, we'd love to have you on our record just to see what would stick.
Yeah.
That's a really cool, that's really bold of you.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the new record, In What Way, is your first on the Paper and Plastic label. How did you guys hook up with Vinny to release the record?
Our friends from Lansing, Michigan, Cheap Girls,
mm-hmm.
were incredible dudes and amazing band. Hooked us up with Vinny. They played us for him, and he liked it, and he offered to put out our next thing, and we are happy with it. We're great. We're psyched about being on Paper and Plastic.
That's very cool. And of course, Ian from Cheap Girls, a previous guest of the show and a mutual friend of ours, so that's awesome. In fact, you guys are getting ready to hit the road with those guys here in the next couple weeks as you guys tour the East Coast and the South and beyond, headed towards the fest. And of course, you guys have toured with Cheap Girls before. Any fun stories you want to share with touring with those guys in the past?
Those guys are just a blast. Like, the first time we hooked up with them, by the end of the tour, we just felt like we were their brothers, you know? And it was fun hanging out with them. Specific stories? It's a little cloudy, but there are some good ones in there. I do remember someone's, not anyone in our band, but backstage at the Harvest of Hope Fest, someone that we had met on the tour previously stole a golf cart and was driving it around back there. It was a lot of craziness going on at Harvest of Hope, definitely.
Yeah.
But the whole tour's been great, and we're really pumped about touring with them again for another 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, that's awesome. And of course, as you guys are both hitting the road, you guys are both going to be releasing records too. So that's pretty exciting for both of you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We're playing their record release show in Lansing. And then they're coming to Buffalo to play ours, and that's going to be our tour kickoff show.
That's amazing. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I mentioned it a minute ago, but of course you guys are also traveling south to Florida for the fest. Of course, that's just such a great time. I can't wait to go myself. What kind of expectations do you have as a band playing the fest, other than, you know, just having a blast? I mean, is it, you know, it's such a big, you know, there's so many fans and people and bands and everything who all listen to the same kind of music. Is there any expectations there that you have at all?
I know I'm going to have a blast. It's just, Jay, who's a member of Lemuria, has played the fest a couple times, so he's told us all about it. And like, me and Eric, this is going to be our first time down there, and we're super excited about it. Hopefully we're going to get to meet a lot of people, you know, and a lot of new bands that we want to play some shows with, and people get to see us. Hopefully some people like it. looking forward to it, definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, and I know I'm definitely looking forward to going to the fest and seeing you guys at the fest. Just going to be a great time. Kind of switching gears here a little bit, trying to do a little bit of research for the interview and talking to you. I learned that, of course, in Failures Union, of course, you play guitar and sing, but in your other previous band, the Exit Strategy, you played bass for that band. Do you have a preference as to which one is your favorite?
I love singing. I mean, that's definitely my favorite, but I like picking up a bass and playing too, you know.
Right.
But I'd have to say, if I had to choose one, definitely I love to sing.
Got you. And now, was the bass your first instrument, or did you actually start singing first when you were younger, or did you pick up a guitar first? Like, how did you first start getting into music?
I started playing saxophone, actually, when I was 10 years old. And then I played sax all through middle school and high school. And then towards the end of my high school times, I started playing guitar in our jazz combo.
I see.
And basically from there, I started playing a little, kind of, you know, messing around with a little piano, a little bass. I love playing.
That's awesome.
And I have since I was a kid.
That's awesome. As an alto sax player myself, I definitely appreciate that answer.
My favorite instrument I've ever played would be the baritone sax.
Yeah.
That thing is a riot.
Golly, it's a monster. It's a beast, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about playing some sax on any of the Failures Union tracks?
I haven't played sax in so long. If I picked one up, it would not sound good at all. But I do have one in the closet. I have one laying in the closet. So I just haven't picked it up in years and years.
Yeah, but you could.
I'd probably give it a shot eventually.
You could pick it back up once you got your lips back into the swing of things.
Yeah, I gotta get my chops back.
Yeah, I understand.
Gotta get that callus going.
Oh man, that's awesome. Now, of course, you know, you talked about it before with reaching out to some of the big bands in the 90s to try to get, you know, collaborations for the record. You guys make no bones about it that you're influenced by a lot of that, 90s alternative rock. I'm a big fan of that era and that type of music. This is maybe an odd question, but what are some of the bands from that era that you think are the most overlooked? You know, obviously there are a lot of bands that... got a lot of attention and got their due, but you know there are a lot of bands from that era that were great, but that maybe didn't get all the credit that they deserved. What are some of those bands that you think fit into that mold?
I would say the first one that comes to mind is Silkworm. I think Silkworm was an amazing band, and they got overlooked, you know, majorly, and then they had a tragedy in their band, and they're done now. But that band is incredible. I mean, Archers of the Loaf. There's so many. I feel like a lot of bands in the 90s were overlooked in favor of these mainstream bands that, you know, became, you know, with a lot of people's definition of alternative, like Weezer and Nirvana for a lot of people.
Right.
They think of alternative as that. And going as far as something like Pavement is like out of their, you know, realm of what they consider it. Yeah.
Right.
I think definitely Silkworm is a band that I think a lot of people missed out on, and that's incredible.
Excellent.
Yeah.
How stoked were you to hear that Pavement is reuniting to play some shows?
Yeah, I'm really stoked. I probably will not get to see them, but I'm very stoked to hear that. It was kind of inevitable. I kind of figured it would happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure the voices will be back in a couple months.
Yeah. Thinking about Barry Sachs, I've been getting into a lot of Morphine lately, and of course they've got awesome Barry Sachs. That's another band, in my opinion, that was kind of, you know, I know they got some attention in the 90s,
absolutely.
And of course with the tragic death of their singer, that kind of, you know, put the brakes on what they were doing. But another great band from that era.
Absolutely.
What are you listening to nowadays? What do you got going on in your iPod or your stereo?
Right now I have the new Polvo record. I think is incredible. I've been listening to that a lot.
Okay.
They're a band that was around in the 90s and came back and did a reunion LP that actually isn't too horrible. You know, it's really good. Cool. I like it a lot. It's probably, I think it's their best record.
Cool.
But I listen to a lot of hip hop as well. Like I've been listening to the new MF Doom for about a year now straight, and just a lot of different stuff, a lot of playlists in the iPod.
I see.
Pinback, all the stuff related to the Pinback guys. I love all that stuff.
Sure. I'm intrigued that you listen to a lot of hip hop. Is that something that the other guys in Failures Union listen to too?
Eric, a lot more than Jay. But yeah, I mean, Eric likes, me and Eric like a lot of the same stuff. As far as hip hop goes, I like to say.
That's interesting.
But, yeah.
Well, very good. Well, Tony, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was great to chat with you, and of course, we're all stoked to hear the new record when it comes out in the middle of October. And of course, the folks on the East Coast, keep your eyes peeled for seeing Tony and the Boys and Failures Union as they tour here starting in the next couple weeks.
See you in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Number.
Yeah, right after the fest, you guys are
coming. Right after the fest, we're playing there.
Yeah, excellent. So we'll roll out the red carpet for you.
Thanks, man.
Thanks again to Tony for coming on to the show. From their album that's set to come out later this month, In What Way, here is the Failures Union with one of the songs featuring Angie Hart. This is The Fall Man.
day is rain and the sky was overcast. Well, we both escaped like flames underneath the underpass. Out on the interstate next, oil busted glass. Only melodies remain. She's saying it's a long time until I cross the line. Yeah.
I face the horizon everywhere that I go. I face the horizon is my home.
Welcome back to Rocket Fuel. From his new album Poetry of the Deed, that was Frank Turner with The Road. Before that was the Colorado band Arliss Nancy with The Empty Below. That comes from their Death to False Hope Records release, Dance to Forget, which you can download for a donation basis at their website, deathtofalsehoperecords.com. Now it's the time you've been waiting for. I'm very excited to be partnering with Vinny and Paper and Plastic on a contest where you can win great vinyl releases from the label. Here's the amazing prize pack that's up for grabs. The winner will win the Sweller's latest 7-inch Welcome Back Riders, the brand new LPs My Roaring Twenties from Cheap Girls and In What Way from the Failures Union, and the Frank Turner double LP called The First Three, which features his excellent older material. It's a trivia contest, folks, so get your thinking caps on. What band recently signed to Paper and Plastic used to be called Smackin' Isaiah? To enter, send your answers to me at rocketfuelpodcast@gmail.com by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, October 14th. You must be 18 or older to enter, and the winner will be chosen at random from the correct answers. Good luck and thanks again to Vinny for offering up such an amazing prize package. Up next is one of the bands in the Paper and Plastic contest, Cheap Girls. These guys are one of my favorite bands out there, and their latest record, My Roaring Twenties, fails to disappoint. From this incredible record, here is Fort Lauderdale. That does it for this episode of Rocket Fuel. Be sure to email your Paper and Plastic trivia contest answers to me at rocketfuelpodcast@gmail.com by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, October 14th. To get updates on the podcast or read what in the world I'm up to, follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/rocket_fuel. You can also check out my MySpace page at myspace.com/rocketfuelpodcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.